SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mike.
Good morning, Ronald.
Fortunately, Mike, pag-uusapan natin ngayon, 2018 World Cup football, hindi yung basketball na nangyari sa Pilipinas at saka Australia kagabi, kung hindi saan nauwi sa isang awayan.
Yes, that's very true. In a all-out brawl, nobody wins.
Okay. And Mike, mukhang expected na yung mga result. There were two games last night and both of the results were basically expected. So lumalabas yung totoong kulay ng World Cup. Can you explain to us what happened in the two games?
Both the results, I would say, were expected. But nevertheless, both games were very entertaining. Particularly the one between Belgium and Japan, which was not only entertaining but very a thrilling match. Anyway, in the first match, which was Brazil against Mexico, we saw both teams start off in a very lively fashion, mabilisang action.
Mm.
We saw the first foul on Neymar immediately in the first 10 minutes by Mexico's Alvarez. So, which resulted in an attempt in the 25th minute, which was sparked by Neymar and saved by the Mexican goalkeeper Ochoa, who had a good game. So in the first 20 minutes, Mexico were actually pressing Brazil and they had more of the possession. We saw the first Mexican yellow card given to Alvarez on a very robust tackle on Neymar, so which resulted in a free kick. In the last 5 minutes, Brazil stepped up the pressure on Mexico's goal, and with Ochoa particularly active. The first Brazil yellow card came to the left fullback Felipe Luis. The first half was entertaining. It ended 0-0. So in the second half, Brazil turned on the pressure in the first few minutes. So we saw both teams coming at one another.
Mm.
We saw Brazil countering with Neymar finishing at the end of a Willian corner. We saw Neymar, who started the move and finished it, with a 1-0 lead, which was a very typical poacher's goal that saw the involvement of Neymar. So in this half, Willian was particularly active, and both Willian and Neymar were playing very well for Brazil. Herrera, the Mexican defender, got booked for a tackle trying to chase Willian down. And Paulinho had another excellent shot saved by Ochoa. So Brazil really stepped it up in this half after they scored the icebreaker. 76th minute, Salcedo was booked for a tackle on Neymar, who was also again beginning to break. And finally, in the 85th minute, Fernandinho, who came in as a substitute, passed the ball to Neymar, and Firmino also came in as a substitute. So Brazil made two effective substitutes. We saw Firmino score the second goal after Neymar laid it off for him. The match ended 2-0 in favor of Brazil. Progress into
the next. But in the quarterfinals, Mike, makakatapat nila yung nanalo sa Belgium-Japan, which is Belgium, no? For,
yes.
And I suppose this would be equitably entertaining.
Oh, definitely. So we can expect better. That's to be a good match as well. But Belgium will really have to up their game after they had a big scare from Japan. Belgium dominated the first 25 minutes and then Japan came back in the next 20 minutes. And we ended the first half 0-0 with Belgium having a little bit more of the possession. In the second half, we began with a mistake by the veteran Belgian defender Vertonghen, which fell on Haraguchi's path, who steered it past Courtois for a 1-0 Japan lead. Now, this really shocked the Belgians, and they were really trying to get over the fact that Japan scored their first game against them. So they came back with a quick counter. Almost immediately, we saw the Belgian Mooniers hit the post from a Hazard tap, which was an amazing strike, but unfortunately, it didn't go at the back of the net. We saw Inoue hit one of the goals of the competition, a beautiful shot from about 30 yards out, which went past the flying Courtois and gave Japan a 2-0 lead. Bertongen, who made that first that mistake in the first half with a defensive error, he pulled one back for Belgium with a header after the Japanese goalkeeper Kawashima punched it, but it went back into the field of play. So that was from a Belgian corner. Kawashima punched it back and it fell to Bertongen, who headed it back into the goal for a 2-1 lead. That was Belgium's first goal. This was in the 70th minute.
Okay.
In the 85th minute, Fellini, also a substitute, he headed in after a Belgian corner for a 2-2 draw. And it was an amazing contest. So Belgian attack started getting into gear. So Belgium won another corner, and Kompany, he came up, he's the defender, he came up and put it behind for another corner. And Haraguchi came in for Shibasaki in the latter part of the game. So Japan started to take control. Honda came in as a substitute. And his through ball was well defended by Kompany. And we saw also Kawashima deny two headers in a row by Lukaku and Bertongen. So sorry, one was a header by Lukaku and the other one was a powerful strike by Bertongen. And so it was two saves in a row, which kept Japan in the contest. Courtois was forced to save a Yoshida strike after a Japanese counterattack for a corner in the 90th minute, which was already into stoppage time. So 4 minutes was added into stoppage time. We saw a Honda free kick parried by Courtois for another corner. Now, the resulting corner was picked up by Courtois, who rolled it out to De Bruyne, dribbled past a few players, managed pass it to the winger, who put the ball in the middle, and Lukaku, who was about to strike the ball, he just let it run through because he saw Chadli running behind him, and Chadli was able to put in the final goal to finish off Japan 3-2, and this was literally at the last minute of the match, and there we heard the final whistle blow for. The most for a very pulsating contest. Brazil will face Belgium, who were 3-2 winners over Japan. The Japanese, who deserve credit for putting up a good match, were shocked. And the Belgians also deserve credit for coming back after a 2-0 lead. Yeah,
that was really a scare, no? On the part of the Belgian team, no?
Yeah, we thought there for a while that another one of the another one of the fancy teams was going to fall by the wayside.
But Mike, as expected, again from Europe and South America will be fighting it off for the crown.
Yes, so for the fourth quarterfinals, we've got England playing against Colombia. Now that will be a very very interesting match. And Switzerland against Sweden to see who takes the final two places in the fourth quarterfinal.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Mike, and see you again next time.
Welcome, Ronald. Enjoy the rest of the World Cup.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.